Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Praise be to the living God. Hosanna in the highest, to him who alone is God, the Almighty, the infinite One, the possessor of heaven and earth, the true God and eternal life, the God who in his great mercy and infinite power brought into being the whole of creation, both visible and invisible, who in his kindness sent his only begotten Son to come and bring us out of darkness into his wondrous and marvelous light. To the God who has caused us to see great and wonderful and good days, who has led us through this year 2022, through all the valleys and hills, and times where we would look back and say, wow, how did I survive that? To him alone be praise and honor, power and adoration, in Jesus' wonderful name. My friends and brothers and sisters, we thank God that at last we are here. It is now the 31st of December 2022. To us and to many is a wonder. To many is a day they thought they would never come to be. To God be the glory. His mercies are new every morning. His power is infinite. That you are alive today and can watch this program is a testimony to the great goodness of our God, who alone is worthy of all our praise. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We come to you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ to thank you, to honor you, to adore you, to appreciate you for who you are, for your great mercy, for your great guidance, for your great... Thank you, mighty God, for your guidance and nearness and mercy and compassion that has preserved our lives from January to today, this very day of the last day of this year, 2022. Thank you, dear Father. And we pray, Lord God, that even as we watch this program, the people, those who watch this program, dear Lord God, they might come under the covering of your mighty protection. Your mighty protection will rest upon every single soul watching this program today. Under the wings of your protection, I bring every man, every woman, every boy, every girl who is watching this program today. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I want to read this to you here in the book of Exodus. And as Israel prepared to depart from Egypt, they already got their bags packed, everything ready. They have lived there for about 400 years. I mean, a place you have lived. I mean, your children, grand have lived there. I mean, 400 years is a long time. And now, God was about to do something new and mysterious. He was about to completely move them out of the house of bondage where they were slaves for so many years, where they never knew, you know, any other life, any other culture, but a culture of servitude and slavery. And the living God now, in his own infinite power and mercy, in fulfillment of his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he's a faithful God that keeps covenant to 1,000 generations. At last, the summary of all that has come now, this is the final hour. From the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to the time they were moved into Egypt. And now for 400 years. And I can tell you that God never forgets. When he promises something, it can last for long. But you can be sure that one day that thing has promised will come to pass. He never forget his promises. A promise to you, a promise in your, even your father's promises to your father or to your parents, that he's told them that your children, your grandchildren, he's going to do this for them. You can be sure that God Almighty will never forget it. He will do it. He'll bring it to pass. And so, this was now the summary, the culmination of his great promises and the fulfillment of his great plan. Then finally, the day has come. This is the final hour. And many of them have lived and dreamed and imagined to see this day. Joseph, when he went down into Egypt, when he died, he promised, told them that, I believe our God will bring you out of Egypt. And when you are living, take my bone with you. He told them that. And look what it says here in chapter 12 of the book of Exodus. And he said, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the children of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts of the upper door post and of the houses where they shall eat it. And so here he tells them, this is a culmination. This is a summary of it all. This is the final night. You've been hearing about it, you've been hearing about it, you've been speaking about it, you've been hoping for it. Now is the time the real action will take place. And for you to finally cement and seal and make this leap and move to the new season and time and day and year, to a new history, to a new beginning, you need the blood of the Lamb. You need the blood of Jesus Christ. You need his protective power. Need the blood of Jesus Christ to speak over your life, over your home, over your family, over your goings and coming. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Savior of mankind. In this final day, in this final hour, anywhere you are, remember, the blood of Jesus Christ needs to cover, you need to cover me. Your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, your life, your home, your family, in this hour. For God is about to do something new and mysterious and wonderful. He's about to fulfill his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we can't go this further without the Lamb of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, covering you and protecting you. As you prepare to go to the new year, you have to run into the blood of Jesus Christ for covering and for protection. For outside that blood, you have no protection. You have no defense against the onslaught of darkness and death and hell. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that can protect us and propel us to a new day and to a new season. And so here we see it in verse 11. It said, and thus shall you eat it with your loins girded and your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in the haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. To God be the glory. Tonight, today, this 31st of December, it is time you bring out an anointing oil and sprinkle that in your doorpost. Don't put it down this way. This way, and anoint your home and say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let God, your blood, O Jesus, protect my home and house and prepare me for the step to my new future. Step to a deeper things, the greater things of God. And you know the story. That night, the angel of judgment and death that judged all the idols of Egypt went through the land, and every firstborn died, both of humans and of animals. But in the homes of the Jewish people, where that blood was sprinkled, not one person died. And that night was the final thrust. The Pharaoh told them, get out of here. I can't hold you back anymore. And so I pray for you today, this final day, whatever has held you in bondage for such a long time, whether it is fear or frustration or hopelessness or any demonic thing, any idol or idolatry that has held you captive for years or your home or your family, tonight, let the blood of Jesus Christ cover you and your life. Let the power of bondage and slavery be broken by the power of God over your life and home. That you might be free to step into the new future and the new days and the new time that the Almighty God has promised you in His Word through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the Lord. And then we look at here in the book of Psalms. In Psalms 91, which is a very popular psalm, and the word of God says in verse 1, it said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in God's secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Once a year, the day of Yom Kippur, the high priest will take the blood of slain lamb to the Holy of Holies. He will bring that blood from the altar of sacrifice outside, then go through the altar of incense, the holy place, and then into the secretive place, which only the high priest could enter once a year. And right there, he'll spread that blood on the mercy seat. And the only light in this Holy of Holies was the light of the Shekinah glory, the light of God's very presence. It was not accessible to any person, to the public, to anybody, but only the high priest. That is once a year, and he must go in there with the blood of slain animals to attend, to atone for the sins of the nation of Israel. This mercy seat, there was the Shekinah glory, and then between the wings of the cherubims, in this very kind of mystic box that contains the manna and the tablets of the Ten Commandments. And the Aaron's rod that bought it, he came there to the mercy seat and obtained a covering for the nation one more year. But now you know that Christ Jesus is our high priest. He did not go with the blood of animals. He went in with his own blood, not to an earthly tabernacle, but to the heavenly tabernacle. And there sprinkled his own sacred blood on the mercy seat, obtaining for you and I eternal redemption, sealing forever our freedom from darkness, our freedom from witchcraft and wizardry and occultism and the powers of hell. The blood of Jesus Christ sprinkled over you, over your life, over your home, over your family, as you come in tonight and bow before the great God of the universe. The moment you say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I come to you, but through the veil of the body of Jesus Christ. I come to you through his broken body. I come to you by the blood of Jesus. The moment you come that in faith, you are right there at the secret place of the Most High God. Right there in the very presence of God. Ushered in through the broken body of the body of Jesus Christ, through that blood of sprinkling that speaks more than that of Abel, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We come into commune. And there you are under the shadow of the Most High God. And there you are under the wings of the cherubims of glory, in the very presence of the Almighty God. The Bible says, let us come now boldly with every confidence to the very Holy of Holies to obtain mercy and find grace to meet this hour of need. Child of God, you must learn to draw closer to the God's very presence, to come in to his, just with all your heart, say, Father, I come now. I come through the veil of the body of my Savior, Jesus Christ. I come by his blood. I come now before the throne of grace. Before you, O Most High God, maker of heaven and earth. I come to find refuge. I come to seek protection. I come to seek covering from every evil work, from every evil man, from every evil woman, from every evil power. I come by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Oh my God, oh Most High God, hide my spirit, hide my soul, hide my body, hide my wife, hide my sons and daughters. Cover our dwelling with your mighty blood. Let me find refuge from the storms of life under your mighty blood, O Redeemer and King. For with your own blood you've entered into the heavenly holy of holies, having obtained for us eternal redemption. And by the power of your blood, I take authority and break the power of darkness. I bind you, O Satan. You have no place and part with my life. I am hidden in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And this is where we have to dwell all through this year and the year ahead. Praise be to God. He said, I will serve the Lord. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, surely, and from the noisome pestilence. No harm befall thee. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, or that there's not a wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and turn at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eye shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have met the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, your habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all your ways. Under the blood of Jesus Christ, in God's holy presence, the angels are dispersed to war on your behalf. Warrior angels, move and begin to destroy every demonic forces, every enchantment, every divinations, every occult forces, every cobweb and network that is set up against you, against your life. Angels, move, uproot every evil planted around your life or your dwellings. That the Almighty God prepare you for a wonderful day ahead where you will run and not stumble. You will walk and not fall. That his mighty protection, that his mighty watchful eyes. Yes, the angels of God released on your behalf. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. In this very place of God's presence, you are emboldened. You are empowered. You are fortified. You are strengthened. That the things you used to fear, the things that used to chase you, now crumble right before you. In reckless abandon, you crush them. And your feet is like made like a hen's feet. You can leap over a wall. And your fears are conquered. And the shadow and the cloud of darkness over your life dissolve into nothingness. Praise be to God. I pray that for you now and for this coming new year, that you might know how to abide in God's very precious presence, in the presence of his power and his glory, that you will know the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the peace that flows from the throne of God, in Jesus' mighty name. And let look what it says in verse 14, which I think is the key to it all. Verse 14 is the key. It says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. This God's secret place is a place of love, is a place of agape, where your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, your life is lived out in his presence because you've set your love upon him. Where God, the Almighty God, becomes your affection and your fascination. Where the Lord Jesus Christ becomes your all in all. The one you live for. The one he cannot do without. Where his presence becomes your climate of your being. The communion of the Holy Spirit. His word, his presence, the place of prayer, the place of praise, the place of adoration and thanksgiving becomes a place where you easily, quickly run back into again. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, where your heart commune with the heart of God. Where you share thoughts and reasons, where you plan and hear God's heartbeat and know which way he wants you to go. That you are not far away screaming to God and asking for this and that, but you are in the inner court, in the inside inner chamber, where deeps call unto deep. Hallelujah. When you abide, Christ said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask what you will. That time, your will and his melt into one. In this secret place of the Most High, is a place of intimacy and communion, where you live for God and you live in God, and God lives in you, and you and God can share desires and interests and affections together. So you're no more in different directions. You're no more thinking differently. The more we draw closer, the more we draw near. The more we commune, the more we fall in love with the Almighty God. The more God hides us from all the evil work of the wicked one. Hallelujah. So abide, dwell. Don't just visit. Make it your home. Make it a place where you dwell. A place where you think and resort always. The place of prayer. The place of worship. The place where you come to seek his will. You seek his desire, his purpose, his plan, his will, his counsel, his instruction. Where you open your heart and life to the counsel of the Almighty God. Where you make it your passion to know what pleases him. What he wants you to do. Where he wants you to go. You are open. You are willing. Where self melts away. Where God becomes all in all. Where doing his will becomes your passion and pleasure. Our Lord Jesus said, my meat, my food, my satisfaction, my desire is to do the will of him that hath sent me. We must come to that very place in our lives where this world means little or nothing to us. We don't drive any much pleasure anymore in nothing of this world. Our ultimate pleasure is being in his presence, knowing his will, and doing what pleases him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, he becomes all in us. And we find our satisfaction and derive our joy and pleasure in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. In this place, deliverance is sure. He said, I will set him on high because he had known my name. That name there also means his presence, the essence of his person, his very, very presence. You found refuge in the presence of the Almighty God. He become the climate of your being. And you desire after him, after his will, after his pleasure. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise be to God. The blessings of abiding in his secret place. The place of love, the place of intimacy. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew what it means. Even when he was here on earth, His love for the Father was strong. That's why he could say, I and the Father, we are one. I don't do my own will. I don't pursue my own pleasure. I pursue the pleasure and the will and the purpose and plan of the Almighty God. And that's what he wants to bring us into. Into the same heart, the same thought, where we can begin to know he is in me, I am in him, him and I, we are one. I am passionate for to know his will and to do it. Yes, we are not perfect, but we have that perfect desire to know his will and to carry out his will by the power of the Holy Spirit, to walk in his wisdom, in his counsel, to pursue his pleasure, to become all that he wants us to be. Hallelujah. And I pray for you today that no scars of this year from January to December will follow you to the new year. And anyway, you made mistake this new year, this whole year, and you find, repent before God right and say, Father, forgive me every sin, every mistake. Anyway, I missed your will this year. Forgive me, O Lord my God. I return with all my heart into your presence, into your power tonight to seek your face, to do your will. Draw me into your heart, O God. Cleanse me. Purify me. Free me from my own ways. Communicate your heart, your thoughts, your plan, that I might pursue only but your purpose and plan in this coming year. And right now, I pray for you that the presence of the Almighty God will envelop your life. The blood of Jesus Christ cover your home and house and life. And the Lord free you from all that try to hurt you. Every ploy of darkness set up against you, I command them destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That the hand of God move you forward to the new year. That the shadow of the past will never follow you to this wonderful, wonderful new year, which he has prepared for you to be a year of great liberation, a year of great deliverance, a year of great emancipation, a year where you know his presence more than ever before, where his presence will go with you like a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. Be blessed and be strong. All fears are broken. The blood of Christ covers you and your life and preserve and guide in the new year. That with all your heart and with joy, you might know and do the will of God in the new year. God bless you, and God bless you, and thank him for the amazing year he has brought us through. Be blessed and be strong and rejoice in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.